Lauderdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're happy to welcome back to the show Funny Bone this weekend. He's there Friday and Saturday night. Polly Shore.
Hey,
is on the phone.
Hey girls.
How's it going, Polly?
I'm coming back. How are the septuplets doing?
Oh, my gosh.
I think they're like 20 now.
Over. They got to be over that.
I think they're old enough they can come to your show, Polly.
Well, just going to bring them on in there, man. There you go. Thanks for having me on, guys. How's it been going? Good?
Good, good. We can't complain. So I keep seeing all over Twitter, everybody thinks you're on The Masked Singer. Are you?
I don't know.
Darn you, Polly, and your sneakiness.
Oh, man.
No, it's
you know, me and Jenny McCarthy, we have history, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we had Tom Arnold on the show the other day. It looks like you guys are doing a Family Feud thing? What's going on there?
It seems that way, yeah. Me, Tom Arnold, and Chris Kattan are going out on it's called Family Feud. Celebrity edition. We play celebrity coaches for family. So, for instance, the show that we all know on TV, they're hitting the road. So we play like celebrity helpers for you know people in the audience. You know,
okay,
because this is Colleen's family dream is to get her family on the Family Feud.
Yes, we have sent in an audition tape.
You can win up to $5,000 too.
All right, Colleen, name something you might eat with a hamburger.
Ketchup.
Ketchup? Polly, do you have a better answer than ketchup?
Survey says pickles.
Pickles. That was last on the board. French fries. We were looking for French fries. Wow. Ketchup. Colleen, your family's off.
That's dumb.
So, Polly, I was reading a little bit. So, the show, I mean, you really get into your whole history. You're, you know, growing up in Hollywood and all of that is...
Yeah, well, I was sick of people interviewing me about it, so I said, I'm just going to do it in the show, and they can answer all the questions there, you know?
Yeah, what's your favorite... I mean, because you probably had a ton of comedians coming through your parents' store there, so the comedy store. So what was your favorite run-in when you were a kid that you ran into?
Man, I was probably, I'd say, maybe Bono.
Really?
Okay. And why so? Yeah. What happened?
Well, I was on stage. I was pretty young, and I was talking about how my skateboard got stolen as a kid in front of the Comedy Store. And then after the show, Bono came up to me, and he says, I'll get you a skateboard if you want one. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Sure.
Did he live up to it? Did he get you one?
No, he didn't get me one.
Oh, so Bono's still on the hook.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Seeing Richard Pryor, Robin Williams on stage at the same time was pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, that'd be
absolutely
something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And yeah, plus, you probably got some, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff with them, too, hanging out with them, or at least watching them and do their thing and that sort of stuff, too?
Yeah, comedians were, you know, it was very, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was a different vibe, you know what I mean? It was very kind of less corporate, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more fun.
It was more. Everything was more fun.
Yeah, it was, you know. I mean, Sam Kennison was showing up with guns, you know? Put it that way. Imagine Joe Rogan showing up with guns like these days. I don't think so, you know?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
No, he just has his fists.
He has his steak meat. It's venom. What's it called? Venom? Venom? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever
I think
it is.
So.
Yeah.
Venom. Yeah. So, no, but it's cool. I'm excited that we're hosting it this weekend. It's called Stick with the Dancing. And it's a one-man show about my childhood growing up, you know, in L.A., with Beverly Hills High School, MTV, you know, the stories as a kid, watching the comedians at the store. So I've been doing it, and it's been going good, and I'm excited to do it there, you know.
All right.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Sounds good. Polly Shore, Funny Bone this weekend, 270-2100, DesMoines.FunnyBone.com. And he's, like you said, he's out doing the Celebrity Family Feud, the Family Feud Live. And who knows, he might be on The Masked Singer, too. I guess we'll have to wait and find out. But
right.
Polly Shore has been our guest. Thanks,
yeah.
Polly.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.